Well, good morning and welcome to our Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host this morning. Every single week, we come together on a Monday to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking ahead to the week, the month, the end of the month, wherever we are in the month, about our Shackley businesses. And I say this often, but I really want to just keep reiterating it. When you work for another company, when you go to corporate America, you've got timelines, you've got deadlines, you've got to be there at a certain time. People tell you what to do. As far as what your job is, you know, each day, you've got quotas to meet in a lot of cases, you've got phone calls you have to make, and you've got to track exactly what you do. But when you own your own Shackley business, we have to motivate ourselves. So we have to get ourselves started each day. We've got to figure out what we're going to accomplish that day. And for some folks, it's really easy not to do the things that we say we're going to do. You know, it's easy to let other stuff get in the way. You know, we put doctor's appointments in, or we put grocery shopping, or whatever we put into the day. And a lot of times we do it during prime business time, when actually if we had a JOB, if we were going to corporate America, we would actually be working. And so it's just important when we come together on these calls to really get our heads around Shackley, and when we get off the calls, to be very committed to our timelines and when we're actually going to be putting our time into work. So each time we come together on Mondays, we have either a business topic, a product topic, a personal development topic. And because this past weekend we had two team events, we had the Team Glacken Leadership Summit in Chicago, and we had the event down, the Power Up event down in Tampa that Tony and Debbie Underwood hosted. What I thought we would do is just talk about a couple of the things that came up in our Team Glacken Leadership Summit specifically, because obviously that was the event that I was at. And I know we got some folks on here who were at the event. But what I wanted to really talk about was a topic that Heather Chastain talked about. You know, she was sharing sort of the fact that we all carry baggage with us throughout the years. So really, obviously, a personal development topic here. But, you know, we carry baggage with us. We past experiences, things that had happened to us in previous jobs. Maybe even when you've had conversations with family members or friends and something negative happened, and then all of a sudden you come to a Shackley meeting and we say, you know, write down all your warm market, put down family and friends on your list of names, and you've got to call those people. And it brings up this hesitation. It brings up this fear. It brings up maybe some of those negative emotions of whatever it was that happened in the past. And so I think it's just important to really talk about that first and foremost and really get some of that out of us. Figure out a way to get rid of and to leave behind some of those past experiences that may be hindering us and holding us back. Now, for those of you who've heard Heather talk before, you may have heard her talk about her, you know, helping her mom clean out her mom's garage. And that's really the story, the analogy that she used to talk about this topic. You know, who is on the call here who was at the Team Glacken Leadership Summit this weekend? What would you like to say about what Heather had shared? Any comments, any thoughts about it? Because I know for a lot of people, we had a lot of folks in the audience crying. We had a lot of folks who this really triggered something for them inside. And I want to just sort of pull that out and have a conversation around it. So anybody who was there this weekend that would like to share? We're going to have a quiet group. Well, when I bring up the topic of having past experiences, having some things that have happened to us in the past that we sort of carry with us, that baggage, what are some thoughts that come up for you? Does anybody feel like you have baggage that you've carried with you from the past that has hindered you in your Shackley business? And if you're willing to share, that'd be awesome because we can have a conversation here as a group around it. I know sometimes being vulnerable on these calls is a challenge. It can be challenging, so it's up to you if you're willing to do that or not.
Hi, this is Heather. I'll share my hesitation. Unfortunately, I missed the conference, and I was trying to catch up. I know there were some wonderful people who graciously posted a video and whatnot, so I've been feverishly trying to get caught up. So I don't know exactly the story you refer to that Heather Chastain discussed, but I will definitely be looking for that. As far as the hesitation and the emotions that come up, especially approaching my warm market and whatnot, right off the bat when I first signed up, you know, I think I came into that sales aspect of my business with my own preconceived, because I just thought, I just want to save the world and heal everybody. I didn't really truly take time to consider there is a selling aspect. And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. Someone is selling and someone is buying. And I didn't invent that quote, but it is so profound because it doesn't matter if we're talking about Shackley or if we're talking about something with our kids or our opinion on a political matter. Someone is selling and someone is buying. And so when I first got into the business, and I just wanted to share because I was so excited about my own personal health journey and I want everybody to improve in their health, immediately I got the eye rolls and I got the, you know, the assumptions of what people preconceived Shackley to be. And the truth is they had no idea. And so I really had a huge hurdle to overcome to undo that, because I didn't know I was anticipating that, and the minute I got any of that, it really affected me emotionally. And so I have been working really hard on my personal development and just understanding the fact that it's okay if people aren't interested. You know, I can certainly respect that, appreciate that, and hopefully present the conversation in a loving manner so that things are still taken away in a positive manner from the conversation. I'm not a salesy person, and I know that this company does not promote that path. It's all about sharing, and so that's very helpful. And if we stick to that and stick to our heart and really, I guess, just do it organically in our own personal way, it still should end positively. And so even though I definitely met some adverse immediate reactions over the course of the last few weeks, for the most part, I would have to say all of that has been redeemed, and it has helped me grow and to undo my insecurities. So I hope that speaks a little bit about what you were asking. I don't want to consume the entire half hour, but I'll just say that's my direction so far.
Well, absolutely. And I think, Heather, thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it, because I know sometimes on these calls it's challenging to share some of those vulnerabilities. Every one of us has some type of baggage that we bring to the table. And I think no matter whether it's about the sales cycle, whether it's about the conversations that we have to have with people, whether it's about, you know, the transfer of money, there's so many different pieces, and I could throw out thousands of them here. I'd rather us all, you know, come up with some of the ones that are very specific and personal to each of us. But we do have to work through some of those pieces. We have to be okay with the fact that some people aren't going to like the products. And while some of you are sort of thinking about this weekend, and I know not everybody was at one of our conferences, and so that's perfectly fine. If you were at a conference, so we'd love to hear some of your thoughts about it. But just, you know, one of the things that Heather said this weekend that I thought was pretty profound also is that, you know, we had a small group of people from our team have dinner with her on Friday night. And she was kind of joking about youth in a sense that she said, you know, she's getting a lot of emails from people in the field, and they'll say, I have this one customer that didn't like this product in youth. And she kind of chuckled, and she said, you know, Shackley has 338 products, and I don't think we can all expect that every single person out there is going to love every product that Shackley has. Now, most of us love all of the products that Shackley has because we're distributors. We fall in love with the company, the philosophy, the mission. We start using all the products. We learn how to use the products, and I think that's the key, is that we learn how to use them, because not every single product is super self-explanatory or works the very first time you try it. You know, sometimes it takes time to feel the effects of some of the nutrition. Sometimes it takes time to figure out how to use some of the products. But, you know, I just think it's important that we don't get caught up on if somebody doesn't like a product, not to get caught up and hung up on that. To say, okay, that's fine. Let's find a product that they do like. I'm always looking to find one product, just one, that every single person out there falls in love with. And so what I mean by that is not everybody's going to fall in love with the exact same product, but we have 338 products, and hopefully I can help my customers find at least one that they absolutely fall in love with. So for those of you who were at the conference this weekend, is there anybody else who would like to share? And we were specifically talking about the Team Glacken Leadership Summit and when Heather Chastain was talking about sort of the baggage that we carry with us. Did that hit anybody? Did anybody feel something with that? Was that something that resonated for them and that you're willing to share?
Hi, Jennifer. It's Trista.
Hey there.
Hi. I actually pulled out my notes because I took so many this weekend and took in so much stuff, but I got pretty choked up when Heather was talking. And, you know, one of the things I really pulled about out of her talk is the empathy piece, like realizing like my perception or, you know, our perceptions of when we're meeting with something everything may look a certain way, and we may like prejudge or perceive things are a certain way. And her message to me was, number one, it's not as it's perceived. Like, we think it's a certain way, but it's not. And to have that empathy and, you know, recognize what we're seeing isn't always happening. And, you know, a couple of things, too, I told is she said, you know, blocks in the past are in the past. And she said, blocks in the past are in the past. And, like, basically don't let that shape our future, but it can. And so just kind of working through that and, you know, kind of tying all this in together, you know, not letting those blocks get in our way of being empathetic and helping people, like, get what they need or want from Shackley, whether it be health or the opportunity to help their family. So that was kind of my takeaway, if that makes sense.
Those are really good takeaways. And you brought up one that I remember the whole conversation she was having about social media, but I do think that's important to share here on this call because I know we have a lot of folks who weren't at the meeting. And one of the things I think what you were talking about, Trista, with what Heather had shared is that, you know, on social media, people post the best parts of their life. You know, they post the picture of, you know, the smiling child, or they post the picture of the perfect date or the perfect sunset, or, you know, it's always that perfect picture. And you can actually see people out on the street, you know, look, doing selfies, and they do maybe 7 or 8 to find the perfect one, the one that looks the best of them. And so we don't post on Facebook the days that we're crying or that we're sad or that, you know, the child's screaming and having the tantrum. And so what we're always doing is we're always judging what's going on inside of us, what's going on inside of our heads and all the challenges that we're faced with. And then you go on social media and you see on Facebook and everybody's smiling and everybody's happy. And so we're judging our inside with somebody else's outside. And it's not even really their outside. It's their perfect outside. It's what they're willing to share on Facebook. And so I think it's just important to be real with ourselves and understand that everybody has struggles, everybody has challenges, and really it's not about comparing ourselves to other people. It's about really comparing ourselves to ourselves, doing the best that we can each do, giving our very best effort each day, giving our very best to our Shackley business, to ourselves, to our families, and doing the best that we can do. It's not about what anybody else perceives out there. And so I appreciate you bringing that one up, Trista, because that actually was a really important one also. And I think there were just a lot of moments of what Heather shared that were fabulous. So I know we've got some other folks on here who were on at the Team Black in Leadership Summit this weekend. Is there anybody else who would like to share something that maybe really resonated for you, something that you felt just really impacted you?
Hey, Jennifer, it's Lori.
Hey there.
Hi. One of the things that Heather said was know that you are in the right place. And I started Shackley, well, like 17, 18 years ago, and then life went a different way, and I'm back at it now. But back then, the no's I took personally. And this time around, I'm really focusing on the no isn't connected to me. It's and for that, because I think especially as women, we are so connected with our emotions to a no. So I'm learning that the no isn't towards me and that the no isn't no, it's not yet. So her saying that we are in the right place. So it's not us, it's that the person isn't ready yet. And so that's really helping me focus more on just when I get a yes, roll with it. When I get a no, it's not yet, and not write them off. Just know that they will kind of surface again at another time when it's right for them. So that helped.
Yes, yes, yes. Really important for us all to remember that. And so many people, I mean, even Becky Cash's story, for those of you who are at the event, for those of you who know Becky, you know, when Becky first started, she didn't want to build a business. She just wanted to get her products, and then she wanted to get her products paid for, and then it went from that to I really wanted to build a business. And so for her, it was a little bit of a quicker transition than it is for some people. Some people take 7, 8, 9 years for that to happen, and other people it takes a couple of months to happen, and other people walk in the door and want a business right away. But I think it is no, not now, and life does change. People have that heart attack, or they have that stroke, and then all of a sudden they know that they need to do something from a nutrition perspective. People lose their job, and then all of a sudden they're looking around for that plan B. And so we never know when that moment's going to happen for someone. When we're talking to them right now, we're trying to find and identify what the need is right now, something that they need right now from us. But they don't always need something right now, and that's why we have to stay in touch, and that follow-up is so absolutely critical. We have a new distributor on our team, and he is fantastic at follow-up. He has a whole contact management system, calls his customers on a regular basis. I've been very, very impressed with his follow-up, and I've seen, you know, you have to have your system in place. You have to make sure that you're calling your contacts. We teach the card file system. If that doesn't work for you and you don't use the cards, that's not, you know, that maybe that's not quite working for you, call me. Let's talk about it, because that follow-up is critical. And, Lori, if you don't call the people back, if you don't stay in touch, then you do miss them when the timing is right. And so really, really a good one. That was a good nugget. Thank you for sharing. Who else would like to share something that you were impacted by over this weekend? Something that, you know, I know some folks have fallen into the call, and so we started out by talking about Heather Chastain and how Heather had talked about the fact that we all bring baggage into this business, just from our past experiences, our past history. How do we let go of that? How do we get rid of that baggage so that we can actually come to the table and not have any preconceived notions about whether we can do Shackley or not do Shackley, whether people will be interested or not interested? And so that was something that really hit home for me, and I know there were a lot of people in the room that it hit home for, and so that's where we started. If that didn't impact you and there's something else that you'd like to share, please feel free to do that as well. Anything from the conference that really spoke to you? Okay. Quiet group this morning. That's okay. That's okay. Thank you for those of you who have shared. If you didn't make it to an event this weekend, that's perfectly fine. We've got events coming up in June, just as a side note here. Tony and Debbie Underwood are going to do an event down in Florida. They're going to do it in the West Palm Beach on June 15th and 16th, and they're going to have Heather Chastain down at their event. We're going to be doing a Back to Basics boot camp in Chicago on Friday night, June 8th. So it's going to be a little bit of a different event from one of the Glacken events that we've had in the past. Usually we fly speakers in. And what we found is that when I did some of the surveys after the last June event, that a lot of folks were just saying that, you know, summertime is a challenge. It's beautiful out, and in Chicagoland especially, you don't have as many beautiful days as you do down in Florida. And so people were requesting something a little bit different, so we're going to try something different. We're going to do a Friday night for 3.5 hours, Back to Basics boot camp. For those of you on the team who have been to a coordinator college before, it's going to be very similar. It's going to be all designed about building depth within your organization and building coordinators and senior coordinators on your team so that you help people earn the trip, and that obviously is going to help you earn the trip as well. And so if you're interested in learning about that, if you're interested in coming to that, we're going to limit the ticket sales. And so we actually had planned on only having 100 people in that room for that meeting just because of the type of meeting it's going to be. But we sold 94 tickets at our event this weekend, and so that only leaves 6 extra tickets. So I've got to reevaluate and see if I can get a bigger room and just do a little bit of thought around it. But if you want a ticket for that, be sure to get that soon, because right now there's only 6 tickets left. So, anywho, we're not going to stay on the call here. If folks don't have things that you want to share, if there's things that impact you later on and you want to talk about, please don't hesitate to reach out. The whole purpose of these events is to really help motivate and inspire and keep you moving forward. So let's just remember, and maybe those of you need to take some time when you get off the call here, just take some moments to reflect and think about the things that maybe are baggage that you've brought to the table around Shackley. Whether it's baggage from a personal development perspective, and maybe you're not comfortable speaking in front of people, maybe there's some experiences you've had in the past in network marketing that were not good experiences, maybe you don't like the sales cycle. I'm not sure what those challenges are. But whatever that baggage is that we bring to the table, the first thing we have to do is we have to uncover it. We have to see what the baggage is. And then we have to unpack it and figure out how to throw it away or get rid of it. Identify it. Take some time this week. Think about it. Identify it. And then if you want to talk about it, don't hesitate to reach out to myself, to one of your upline business partners, and let's just unpack that and get rid of it so that we can move forward. 2018 is in front of us. We are only in January right now. It's only January, goodness gracious, 22nd. So we've got the whole year ahead of us. every single person here can earn a trip this year in Shackley. You can make the income you want to make. You can reach the ranks that you want to reach. It's just about getting focused on it and getting rid of some of that baggage that might be holding us back. So have a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley week, and we'll talk to you same time, same place next Monday morning. Goodbye, everybody.